It's a quintessential summer day in Arcata, gray and cool. Sprinklers water the outfield as the Humboldt Crabs baseball team prepare to host the Alameda Merchants. The players, the fans, and the barbecue out by right field are all warming up, as is the ever-popular Crabgrass Band. That's where I find Steve Morris, a trumpeter sitting in from Visalia. How's your drought down there?
It's terrible. We have dry reservoirs, not enough water to float boats, fallowed fields. It's ugly.
Do you know a part of California that isn't under drought?
No.
What if I were to tell you that Humboldt County, this county, has a surplus of water?
Oh, okay, I'd believe that.
Carol Riesch is the outgoing general manager of the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District.
We're using, on average, about 10 million gallons. We have water rights for 75 million gallons per day.
A big reason this area only uses just 13% of its water supply is the closure of two huge pulp mills over the past 20 years.
Those two pulp mills used 40 to 50 million gallons per day, 4 to 5 times the collective and aggregate demand in our community.
Now the district faces a dilemma. Although Humboldt may be the only county in California not in a drought, its water rights are up for review in 2029, just 14 years from now. In California, water rights work like this. If you don't use it, you lose it. And this district is only using about 1/7 of its supply from the Mad River. So it really has 3 choices if it wants to keep its rights to such a large surplus. 1, attract some new big-time water customers. 2, sell the water and move it out of the area. Or 3, keep it in the Mad River for ecosystem enhancements.
I think we need to make sure that we take care of ourselves first.
Elderon Laird is an environmental planner and board member with the Water District. He favors applying for state and federal credits for what's called dedicated in-stream flow.
In-stream flow would be water that would be released into the river, dedicated specifically for maintaining the aquatic ecosystem of the Mad River. You know, and I think we really need that if we want to continue to have salmon and steelhead on the north coast of California. To me, I think that's worth a lot. And sure, you know, there's people that say, oh, it's wasting to the sea, but they don't place any value in fisheries.
Increased in-stream flows, when properly timed and balanced, create water temperatures and water levels that are ideal for fish and other aquatic species. And what about the other 2 options? Finding more local customers or selling water out of the area? Humboldt's population of just over 130,000 is not growing quickly, nor are the prospects for any businesses taking over the pulp mill's mega water use. In terms of transferring water elsewhere, trains, trucks, and barges have all been considered, but found to be cost prohibitive. That leaves pipelines. Water District studies estimate the cost of building a pipeline east to the Red Bluff area to be between $250 million, depending on the pipe diameter. A pipeline south into Mendocino would cost much more. Again, the Water District's Carol Riesch.
If you amortize that over 40 to 50 years, your delivered cost of water east is between $1,800 and $2,500 an acre foot. Going south, it's between $2,000 an acre foot and $3,000 an acre foot. That's very expensive municipal water, and that's very expensive, almost, in my opinion, out of the question, ag water. Some ag water on the federal water project that we have in California, well less than $100 an acre foot. So you're not even in the ballpark.
Meanwhile, back at the ballpark, I ask Steve the trumpet player what he thinks we should do with our surplus of water. This time a fellow horn player named Amanda overhears us. So being someone from the Central Valley, what do you think we should do with the surplus? Do you think we should keep it, or do you think we should share it?
Well, obviously share it.
How do we get the water from here, where we have a surplus, to the places that need it?
Tunnels.
Our fish need water too. We don't want all the water shipped out at the cost of fish health. And a lot of it does already go to the valley.
And for those who think a water surplus precludes the need for conservation, consider this. The city of Arcata estimates that about 2/3 of its municipal energy use goes towards the distribution and disposal of water. From Arcata Ballpark, this is Michael Joyce for JPR News.